now and yeah, be a part of our live video broadcast from there. Once you get there, like we say, please click on the like tab to like that page, and of course click on the live broadcast that is happening there. That's the live video broadcast happening right on our Instagram handle to be a part of the program. Okay, we'll super appreciate you guys for doing so. We crave your contributions, your comments, the love emojis trickling in via the side screen right there. Do that, and of course we really appreciate it, right?
We want to see the love popping.
Yes, sir. Love popping. All right. Let's celebrate one or two persons joining us this morning. All right. Our first online viewer this morning via our live Instagram broadcast is @Kachi_. Good morning, Kachi.
Good morning, Kachi.
Welcome to the Top of the Morning Show. Please let us know where you are watching us from. Use the comment section and hit us up. Thank you so much. Josh Blend 32.
Morning,
good morning, Josh. Welcome to the Top of the Morning Show. As well, joining us this morning via our live Instagram broadcast is none other than Mco Prosper. I hope I got it right.
Good morning,
Mco Prosper. Good morning. Welcome to the program. How are you doing, bro? Nice to have you join us on the program. Please let me know where you're watching us from at the moment. Use the comment section and hit us up. Today we won't be spending much time, right? Just
because of time.
Because of time. Okay, but I will do my best. I will do my sure best to, you know, cover as much as I can, okay? From the local scene to the foreign scene, a bit of entertainment news, and we'll wrap it up with some sporting gist this morning. So I'll try my best to run, okay? Good morning, Koride Emmanuel 24. Good morning. Super glad to have you join us. Good morning, Koride. How are you doing? Please let us know where you're watching us from this morning. Use the comment section. All right, God bless you. And if you have a song request you want us to play for you, everyone watching us or listening to us right now, use the comment section and simply hit us up. It's as simple as that. Just use the comment section and hit us up, and we would really, really, truly, 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 look at that, appreciate that, okay? I would see, let's see where we start up from. We kick off this morning from the This Day newspaper this morning. The This Day is what we're kicking off this morning with, and it serves us with this headline. Again, CBN tells Nigerians to shun unlicensed financial operators. I remember you spoke about this loan shark guy is sending you pop-up ads every day.
Yeah, like,
they know you.
I get
you have money now.
Who takes me?
You have money. Well, you get money.
If I have money, why would they want me to borrow?
I said that you top up.
It's, I don't know how they got my number. That one, that's the first thing. How? I don't want to mention names, but there's one that
is really, really on your neck. Yeah. All right. So one more time, that headline from the This Day newspaper. Again, CBN tells Nigerians to shun unlicensed financial operators. It goes on to read that the Central Bank of Nigeria, CBN, yesterday advised members of the public to refrain from dealing with unlicensed or illegal financial operators, IFOs, who lure and defraud unsuspecting members of the public by offering extraordinary returns on investment as bait. Please, guys, be very, very aware of these people. I mean, they could offer you mouth-watering ROIs and you log in and it feels like all your life savings are gone, man. So as much as possible, be on the lookout for them. Look out for those signs. When they are unrealistic, when they give you unrealistic ROIs, just know that's a huge... I mean, who will give you free 20K when you just invest 2K? Where is it done?
How?
You know, you said you should answer that question. How? You know, so please be on the lookout for that, and I'm sure.
Funny enough, when they tell you bring 2K for 20K, you get your 20K.
Of course.
Later they'll tell you 4K for this. Then 200K.
It increases. Yeah, it increases. That's what I call mind games.
They'll collect all the money they've given you times two.
You get the gist. Because when you do the first time, it works, guys. Mm-hmm. It works. Sad stuff. One more time again, that headline. Again, from the This Day newspaper, again, CBN tells Nigerians to shun unlicensed financial operators. Okay. All right, let's move on to the Point newspaper this morning. The Point started us with this headline, a bit of some news from the world of politics in Nigeria. Saraki, Tambuwal, Mohammed move to block zoning. PDP may favor consensus.
Mm-hmm.
Saraki, Tambuwal, and Mohammed move to block zoning. PDP may favor consensus. Now he goes on to read that ahead of the submission of the report by the governor, Samuel Ortom led zoning committee on Tuesday. Today, Northern People's Democratic Party presidential hopeful on Monday visited Delta and Edo states to seek support for the consensus option rather than zoning the presidential ticket of the People's Democratic Party to the south. Oof. To this end, Governor Aminu Tambuwal of Sokoto State, Bala Mohammed of Bauchi State, former Senate President Bukola Saraki, and a former Managing Director of FSB International Bank, Alhaji Mohammed Hayatuddin, visited Delta State Governor Ifeanyi Okowa. However, the former Vice President Atiku Abubakar, who is from the North, was not in attendance. So PDP, they're not divided, but they've got this split opinion to do consensus, mm-hmm, to get their presidential candidate or zoning.
Huh.
I'm sure they will know the best for them, because I'm not in the whole party.
No, they would have to decide now.
Of course they would decide. I'm sure that's why fingers crossed updated. And of course we'll keep you updated. That headline from The Punch this morning one more time: Saraki, Tambuwal, Mohammed move to block zoning. PDP may favor consensus. Moving on now to the Vanguard newspaper this morning. Vanguard serves us with this one, not a very good one to hear this morning. The headline from the Vanguard reads, one shot dead as tension brews between Delta Town Presco.
Hmm.
One shot dead as tension brews between Delta Town Presco. It goes on to read that there is growing apprehension between Presco PLC in Edo State, which specializes in the cultivation of oil palm trees, extraction, refining, and fractioning of crude oil into finished products, and neighboring Ovre Eku community, Ethiopia East Local Government Area, Delta State, over the killing of a 15-year-old student, Master Cyril Obruche, purportedly by security agents attached to the company. Mm-mm. Sad stuff. Real sad stuff. I mean, alleged extrajudicial killings by security agents. Or
the boy passed his boundary.
I mean, sad.
Or what?
Even if he passed his boundary, taking a life. I try weighing up the options for taking a life. It is still not enough reason to take a life.
Yeah, what legit reason?
You get the gist. There's still not enough reason. I mean, I might be wrong. There are other ways to sort out whatever issues.
Probably except during life threatening times. I know what they
call
this.
Okay, self-defense kind of. Okay, yes, that one can be argued. Mm. But if there are other issues that could have been resolved rather than taking a life, I mean, it shouldn't be taking a life as the first resort. That should be like the very, very last resort. Very, very sad stuff happening over there in Delta State.
No, God will comfort the
Yes,
family.
Sir. Yes, sir. And of course, we do hope that justice is served. One shot dead as tension brews between Delta Town and Presco. That one is coming out from the Vanguard newspaper. And last but not the least, from our local scene right here in Nigeria, this one is coming out from the Guardian newspaper. The Guardian serves us with this headline: Apex Islamic Body JNI blast Buhari government over insecurity. Apex Islamic Body JNI blast Buhari government over insecurity. Now he goes on to read that the Apex Islamic Body Jamaatu Nasir Islam, apologies if I didn't get it right, headed by Sultan of Sokoto Alhaji Muhammadu Sahad Abubakar III, came down hard yesterday on the federal government, accusing it of failing to curb insecurity. Now it's obvious that it is not just a part of this system that is affected. Everyone in this system is affected. And now
especially the issue that happened in
in the northern part of Nigeria. Very, very sad stuff. That headline one more time from the Guardian newspaper: Apex Islamic Body JNI blasts Buhari-led government over insecurity. All right, let's move on now to a bit of news from the foreign scene this morning. This one is coming out from Associated Press. Associated Press gives us this headline. I saw it this morning. I had to take it because we took it here some weeks ago. You know, it reads with the headline, "Victims in California shooting remembered for warm hearts." Victims in California shooting remembered for warm hearts. It goes on to read that six people who were killed during a mass shooting in California's capital city were remembered by the families and friends on Monday yesterday as police worked to piece together what happened. Now, dozens of rapid-fire gunshots rang out early Sunday in the crowded streets of Sacramento, leaving three women and three men dead and another 12 people wounded. Now, on Monday, small memorials with candles, balloons, and flowers had been placed near the crime scene. Not what we like to hear. I think we had something similar to this, if not the same, just yesterday in the city of Lagos, precisely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The Yanokbaja, Ikbaja annex of Lagos, bike burning, a bit of gunfight and squabble between parties, not like parties, political parties, but I mean between different parties, two different sects, and you know it was quite, because while I was going back home, I was like, what? I got to my junction
this morning.
Yeah, as well. This morning really it was really, really sad stuff. We always say it and we'll keep saying it as much as possible. Pray for the countries of the world. Please, as much as possible, pray for the countries of the world. Whenever you have time, even when you don't have time, you feel the urge to pray, please pray. Join us for our live Instagram broadcast this morning. It's olivia.ijoma.1213. Hi, Olivia. Welcome to the program. Nice to have you join us this morning. As well, official Femi_Brown. Hey, Femi Brown. Good morning. Welcome to the Top of the Morning Show. As well, joining us this morning is Oladuni Arowofela. Right, I got it right. Hi, Arowofela. Good morning. And on Ansa_TMB. Just joined us. Good morning, TMB. Super glad to have you guys join us this morning on the program. Please hit us up with your current location. We want to hear from you. We want to know how you're doing as well. Okay. Now, that headline one more time from the Associated Press. Victims in California shooting remembered for warm hearts. I mean, it means they meant a lot to people. Ibironke_music just joined us. Hi, Ibironke. Good morning. Welcome to the Top of the Morning Show. Please let us know where you're watching us from, okay? Simply hit the comment section and we will hear from you. Of course, we will air your comment as well. God bless you. Real, 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 real good. All right, I saw a headline from the entertainment scene. I want to take that one today. Where are you? Where are you? Yes, sir. Now, over the past week, we spoke about the little squabble that occurred at the Oscars Awards between top veteran star Nollywood actor, that's talking about Will Smith, and of course top stand-up comedian and Hollywood actor Chris Rock. Now, the brother of Chris Rock has come out talking to us this time around, and he gives us this headline from the entertainment scene. Chris Rock's brother Tony tears into Smith during the comedy show. I mean, does it look like an end is in the horizon as regards this issue?
I don't even know what to say.
It feels like they're not letting this pass anytime soon.
They must have discussed behind the scene without even expecting any headline. Assuming we did not even see any headline.
Yeah, Everybody would assume that. Okay, we stopped this. It has happened. They've sorted out themselves. And
they are guys. Assuming it's ladies now. But guys, you know now.
Okay, so you heard that first from Vic. It goes on to read that Chris Rock's brother Tony tore into Will Smith after the actor slapped Rock at the Oscars. Now, on Friday, first 5 days after the incident, Smith made the decision to step down from the Academy. Okay, following reports he would face disciplinary actions soon. Now, the decision has stripped him of his membership to the Oscar Awards body. Whoosh, sad stuff. Now, while Rock himself has said he is still processing what happened, his brother Tony, who is also a comedian, has hit out at the King Richard Star during a comedy set performed over the weekend. All right, I'm seeing a whole lot of expletive languages being used right here. Quite a sad stuff, but I'm sure you want to read on. See, I'm
take it down.
I'm not taking
now.
Anything down. Let's move on. Yeah. But I'm certain that the Oscar body are on top of this issue between Chris Rock and of course Will Smith, and I'm sure that an amicable conclusion and an amicable judgment to be given in no distant time, because the Oscars, just like they said, they stand for justice. They are against any form of violence in any form at all. All right, join us for our live Instagram broadcast this morning is T Piani. Hey,
good morning, T Piani.
Good morning, boss. Nice to have you join us on the program today. Please let the way you are watching us from, use the comment section and hit us up. We really appreciate you. God bless you. All right, time for us to head over into the world of sports. Yesterday, shocker. Arsenal, we are Arsenal'd. Sad stuff, real sad stuff. Yesterday, Arsenal got the beating of their lives by Crystal Palace. Defeated 3-0. Three kundu.
I like that thing when you're speaking.
3-0, sad stuff. All right, joining us this morning is Olajide 1361. Good morning, Olajide. Welcome to the Top of the Morning Show. Now, here's the headline coming out from Crystal Palace's camp. It reads, Crystal Palace's IU extend Premier League run against Arsenal. Crystal Palace's IU extends impressive Premier League run against Arsenal. It goes on to read that Crystal Palace's Jordan Ayew has extended his impressive goal scoring record against Arsenal in the Premier League on Monday night. Now, the Ghana international got his side second goal as the Eagles overcame the Gunners 3-0 at the Selhurst Park. Sad stuff. Really sad stuff. I mean,
Arsenal will bounce back.
Yeah, they will bounce back in Jesus' name.
They will. No, they've been you know that they've been coming out impressive recently.
They beat them. Yes, of course. Five games on the spin, one, and this setback. I don't think this will keep them down for long, you know. They've been on an impressive run of late, and although this is painful, you know, not like it's not expected, but looking at the on the back of the form they've been on, you know, it wasn't expected actually. So obviously that is the world of football for you. Expect the unexpected. Anything can happen. So I'll get to patiently wait to know who you will support.
Might be Arsenal. Might be.
Okay. I won't say anything.
Why do you say okay?
No, nothing.
I just like them.
Yeah, right? You just
and I don't like
them.
The fact that everybody, they are always Arsenal. I'm like, they are fine boys.
Are you serious? Is that why you're going to join them? Okay, time for me to give you fixtures of matches to be played today. As you know, the UEFA Champions League is back today as... I want to be sure of my match. All right. Yes, today being Tuesday, the 5th day in the month of April 2022. Tonight, by the hour of 8 p.m. Nigerian time, Manchester City will be taking on Atletico Madrid. That would begin or kick off by 8 p.m. rather, I beg your pardon. Manchester City takes on Atletico Madrid right there at the Etihad Stadium. Pep Guardiola's men haven't been lucky when we talk about the Champions League, you know, getting to the final once, quarter-final, yeah. And losing out against Tottenham, that was a very, very huge heartbreaker for them, you know. But we are hoping and we are hopeful that they go on up better this time around, okay? But if you look at the Atletico Madrid team, spearheaded by Diego Simeone, they have been scintillating. They know their stuff over there in the Champions League. They know their onions. I mean, they've been there, they've done there. So I'm expecting a very, very close match today. I'm expecting a very close match today. But anyways, we get to see tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
All right. As well tonight, of course. Mm-hmm. Benfica will be taking on High Flyers Liverpool tonight by 8 p.m. Nigerian time as well. Liverpool come to Benfica Town and see if they can get a win. Liverpool have been in red hot form. 10 matches on the win. On the spin won by Liverpool all across matches, not just in the Premier League, all other competitions they are in, you know. So everyone would say Liverpool should get a straight win, but for me, even if I'm a Liverpool fan, I would say it's still not certain. Because Benfica, they are seven-time UEFA Europa League winners. Mm. So you cannot rule them out even if they are not like there, you know. So they still have that experience. Of course, they've stuck with a manager who has given or implemented a particular pattern of play with the team. They know what they need to do to get the result. To get the gist. Mm. Even if Liverpool have been playing well, but hey, we cannot just hand this over to them on a silver platter. Everyone wants to get the Champions League.
Okay. All right.
So Benfica takes on Liverpool, and as well Manchester City takes on Atletico Madrid. All this happens tonight by 8 p.m. Nigerian time. So if you're a lover of football, and of course especially the UEFA Champions League, you've got a match or two matches waiting for you guys. All right, join us on our live Instagram broadcast this morning is Fola Amu. She just joined us. Hello, ma'am. Good morning. Welcome to the Top of the Morning Show as well, Suzanne Omojuga. All right, Suzanne, good morning.
Suzanne.
All right, Fola Amu comments by saying, blessed morning, my people. So sorry morning. I'm late. It's fine. At least you made the grace. All right. And it's on that note we come to the end of today's edition of the Top of the Morning Show. Thank you so much for being a part of the program. Trust me, like I said, we'll be back here tomorrow, same time, 9 a.m. Nigerian time, to give you guys updates on matches that were played. That'll be played tonight, and of course matches that will be played subsequently during the week, and of course news across the world will be on top of that. Please do note that we'll be posting an extended version of our news headlines and updates via all our social platforms on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and of course YouTube, and you know, everywhere you are following us on, be expecting our updates.
So maybe if you're on TikTok too, maybe.
Of course, TikTok as well. Maybe, possibly, I'm sure we would. All right, so follow us through, and of course, switch on or click on the notification button to stay notified whenever we drop this quality content. As well, a latest addition to the MN Radio updates. If you do miss out on our on any of our live programs, don't worry, do not fear, you are not missing out on anything at all. All you need to do is to head over to our radio page and click on our podcast. We'll be uploading all our live audio broadcast over there for you guys listening pleasure. Okay, so you're not missing out on anything at all. Right, so relax yourself, head over to our podcast right now and click on it. Whichever program you miss out on this morning or subsequent programs, you will definitely find that on our podcast zone. Okay, till I come away same time tomorrow. Thank you so much, Vic. Celebrate you, love you.
Thank
God
you.
Bless you. I love the red and of course the vintage, you know. It's cool. It's cool. Oh, it's fresh.
Thank you.
It's big. It's blanket.
Yeah, that's it now.
Oh, that's the idea, yeah. Eh? Okay. We'll leave you in the hands of Tosin Fire. That is this one. Osimiri Ata. All right. Love God. Love people. Love self. Good morning, guys. My fun.
Abang.